joining us on the line is Carl Calabrese, political strategist, to talk about everything going on the road to 2020. Carl, we'll get to that in just a second, but one of the things I wanted to bring up with you was the road to January. What's going to happen with Democrats in charge of the House, and if there is a little bit of infighting going on with who the speaker is going to be, because you've had a number of Democrats come out and say that they don't support Nancy Pelosi as the next speaker, yet it doesn't seem like there's any consensus on who they want to replace her.
Well, that's all true, Brian, and you know the old saying, you can't beat somebody with nobody, and there's been some rumblings about a new speaker. There's been a number of people, including our own Congressman Higgins, who said they won't vote for her. But no one has stepped forward yet to be that challenger. There's also an internal struggle going on within the Democrat Party about what road to take now that they control the House. Again, will it be to investigate or will it be to legislate? And those things haven't played out yet, and they will over time, and they will be very, very impactful as to how the 2020 election unfolds.
When will the speaker be chosen? Will they wait until early January when the new House is seated?
They will wait formally until the new House is seated. There's a formal procedure and turning over the gavel, but obviously if there's going to be a new speaker, we'll probably know it before January. We'll certainly know if there's going to be a challenge and an actual vote within the caucus for who will be the speaker.
You might not have to wait that long even to find out who's interested in 2020, will we? I mean, already you're hearing the names kind of come out and campaign just a little bit, whether it's the usual Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, or even now a lot of people saying Kirsten Gillibrand, Andrew Cuomo after election night sounded a lot like they'd be interested too.
Let's play a little game of over-under here. I'm going to give you a number.
Okay.
Tell me, is it over or under the number of people who have expressed or begun to make moves towards running for the Democrat nomination in 2020? Now I'll give you a number. Number is 33.
33. I'd have to go under. I thought you'd give me like a 15 or something like that.
Susan?
I'm going to say over.
It's 38.
Ooh.
As of right now.
Really?
Get down for you. You've got 10 senators who, again, have made moves, made mentions, are beginning to actually set up a campaign apparatus, are beginning to recruit people, good campaign people to run their campaigns. 10 in the Senate. 7 from the House of Representatives, 7 governors, 4 mayors, 4 what I would call Obama alumni, and 6 outsiders, including a couple of Hollywood types. So some interesting names in these 38.
Is The Rock included in those 38?
Yes, I have him included along with Oprah. In that group, there's Michael Avenatti, Mark Cuban, Howard Schultz, who is the CEO of Starbucks. There's Tom Steyer, who's the billionaire environmentalist who's been active in campaigns, and he's making noises. There's Oprah, and there's Dwayne Johnson, otherwise known as The Rock.
Now, all these people, you mentioned they're making moves or they're alluding to it at some point. When does this start to clear up? When do we start to get a clear picture of who is legitimately interested?
Oh, well, sometime this year we will have a clear picture, because a lot of these people will make announcements that, well, thank you, I'm flattered, I've been approached by people in my party, but it's not in the cards. And it'll start to winnow down. And then, of course, as we get into early 2020, you'll start to have the early party caucuses and primaries. And that's when the winnowing down starts very, very quickly, because you don't do well in those early primaries, your sources of campaign contributions dry up, and you're unable to continue the battle as the primary calendar goes deeper. So I think, though, when all is said and done, this 38 list is interesting, but when it's all said and done, I think the Democrats will be about in the same position as the Republicans were at the beginning of the primary season in 2016. If you have a debate, you're going to see 14, 15 candidates up there initially.
All right, here's a name you haven't mentioned, Hillary Clinton. How likely or unlikely is it that she gets in?
I think it's unlikely. I really do. I think there's going to be massive pressure within her own party not to come into the race again. It's just way too much baggage. Obviously, this is a party now that wants to portray itself as moving forward and passing by, going by Trump and a new agenda. We'll see if they do that. But having Hillary Clinton out there, I mean, it's just. I think there'd be a major pushback from her own party members. But never underestimate the Clintons. They do not go away.
Is it amazing for you to think that she would even want to?
No. No, it's not amazing. Again, if you follow the Clintons, they love center stage. They've been on center stage for decades now, and they're not going to go easily. So she may actually put out some feelers and run up a few trial balloons and see what happens.
Yeah, she already has. Wow. Just a few weeks ago, she put something out saying how qualified she felt she could be to be the next president.
Not go away.
All right, Carl, we appreciate the time. As always, it's Carl Calabrese, political strategist, joining us to talk about, yes, 2020. It's already a hot topic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.